There is no other God who lives and never, ever dies. There is no other God who lives and never, ever dies. There is no other God.
It's your right hand in worship. Ay, 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 ay. Just 1 minute, lift up your hands. And if you can, stand on your feet just for just 1 minute. And just lift your hands higher. Let's do it. Do that. Your hands now. is older than your challenge. He's wiser than your enemy. He's stronger than the battle. Lift your hands high. The hands high. Older than the problem, wiser than the adversary, stronger than the battle. Lift the hands high. That arrow in that brain is returned back to hell. That schedule of premature death is canceled. That negative family cycle is broken. Lift your hands now. Whisper that name, Jesus.
Of the Holy Ghost to overwhelm, overpower, overcome the agenda of the adversary, to defeat the wisdom of the foe, and to overwhelm that battle is released upon you now.
Thank you, Master.
Almighty God, there is nobody like you. Echeto Desike. Onye di hepare mahashabala. Onye di kagi. Onye di kagi. Chuku di ebube. Onye di kagi. Onye di jandu. There's nobody like you. Echeto Desike. Hey, Onye di kagi. Mashata.
Unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Blessed be your name.
I see something breaking in the realm of the spirit. I see something breaking around your life, around your family, around your destiny. In the realm of the spirit, a brick wall is breaking. A limitation is breaking. An obstacle is breaking. It's already happening. Give him a shout of victory.
Unchangeable God, unchangeable God.
Be seated in the presence of the Lord. Something just broke. Jesus' precious name. Chapter 10, verse 25 of Luke chapter 10. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thy likewise. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The power, the principle and power of love, continuing from last week, this should be part three. If we did part one in the first service of last week and part two in the second service. And our objective today is understanding major principles of loving. And secondly, understanding the way of love for today. Last week, we just recap a little bit last week. First of all, we saw that love is the nature and character of God, because God is love. We saw that last week. Also, we saw that the earth was created by love and is meant to be operated by love. We saw that last week. Then we saw that man was created in the image and likeness of love to exist and function as a loving being. We saw that last week. Because God made man in his image, and God is a loving God. Then we saw that the earth is malfunctioning because it is attempting to function outside of his creative format. It was formatted for love, but he's stepping out of that boundary, and so it's malfunctioning. We saw that last week. And then we say that man underlives and misleaves as he attempts to live outside of his nature, which is the nature of love. Underlives, misleaves. We saw that also last week. Now, the question we began to answer last week is, what is love all about? What is love all about? Maybe I'll just recap on them for the sake of those who were not here last week. First of all, we said that love is about putting yourself in the shoes of others. Second, no, I think just follow the first service lineup of last Sunday. Love is about treating others how you will love to be treated. And then we said, number two, okay, I'm sure they're having a problem. It's about possessing a healthy consideration for the feelings, emotions, and hurts of others. All right. Because of how they are battling with the points. We did 8 points last Sunday. And we are going to continue with the other 8 points. Okay, let me quickly go there. So secondly, we said love is about possessing a healthy consideration for the feelings, emotions, and hearts of others. Third, we said that love is about the maintenance of goodwill and kind-heartedness towards others. Fourth, we said that love is about adding to the joy and fulfillment in the lives of others. Five, we said love is about making a positive difference in the lives of others. And then six, we said, love is about doing good for others without expecting repayment. Seven, love is about interrupting your journey or your schedule to pay attention to someone in need. And eight, we said love is about going to the level of others in order to bring them up to your level or to bring them out of affliction. We saw all of that. Now, we're going to look at about six more this morning, and that takes us to point number nine. In case you were not in the service last Sunday, it's important to pick up the message of the last Sunday service. Number nine says, love is about the demonstration of care and concern for the welfare of others. The demonstration of, let's say, concern and care for the welfare of others. Simply put, Love is showing that you are concerned, showing that you care. When the priest passed, he looked the other way. When the Levite passed, he looked the other way. He took the Samaritan to pass for something to change. I'd like you to listen, please. You may not possess all the answers to the challenges of people, but you may possess adequate concern to make a difference. For most people, what is important is not whether you were able to help them. What is important is the fact that you are concerned. What is important is the fact that they know that if you are able to do something, you would have done something. That is important for human beings. You may not possess the answers, but at least show that you are concerned. When I see someone on a wheelchair and I step down to lay hands on them, it's not that I am claiming that I possess answer. It is that I am showing that I am concerned. Maybe through my concern, God will pass his power through to heal you. But even if you are not healed eventually, for now, just be aware that somebody cares. Be aware that somebody is concerned. It is John Maxwell who said, people don't care what you know until they know that you care. Nobody cares what you know until they know that you care. Please, let the people around you and the people in your world just have a little feeling of the fact that someone cares. This world is getting destroyed and is degenerating by lovelessness. Lovelessness. That was number 9. Just concern. Are you all right? Everything okay? Don't worry, it will be well. You may not have the money to give the person. You may not have the money to assist the person with the house rent. You may not have the power to heal the sick. But I'm in agreement with you. You are coming out of this. I'm in agreement with you. I pray along with you. God will change this story. Showing. The demonstration. That was what the Samaritan showed. What is love all about? Number 10, love is about inconveniencing yourself for the convenience of others. Inconveniencing yourself for the convenience of others. Yes, everybody wants to have their life to themselves, their schedule to themselves, their this and that to themselves. But it's all about inconveniencing yourself for the convenience of others. That meal was meant to be for only you, but you shared it. And I'll come to that shortly. Just inconveniencing yourself for the convenience of others. You decided, you agreed to go through some things for the convenience of others. Only you could have laid on that bed that night. But a stranded friend schoolmate, university, and I'm talking of man to man and woman to woman now. And you inconvenience yourself for the sake of the convenience of another. Selfishness never inconveniences self. Selfishness has no accommodation for the inconvenience of self. People that are focused on themselves never get to the point where they allow themselves to pass through any pressure for the help of another. But love inconveniences self for the convenience of others. When was the last time you inconvenienced yourself so that a brother or a sister I traveled to Lagos to preach some time ago. And the person who invited me to as a guest minister to preach in his church carried a taxi to pick me from the airport. And that was very, very strange. So I asked him, I said, "What about your car?" He said, "They are doing building construction project, church building." And he gave his car to be sold to put the money in the church building. And I said, "Really?" He said, "Yes." And I said, "In 7 to 10 days time, send somebody to pick my own car. You gave yours to God, I give mine to you." And it is exactly the same kind of car that he gave to the church that I had at that time, and it was only one car. I didn't have two, one. "You gave yours to church building, I give mine to you." Car was repaired, put together, given to him. And then I trusted God for a while. And God could not let me to be stranded. That's the second time I went to one town to preach, and the car of the pastor had one eye, one headlight. And he is like the major pastor in that town. I said, "What? Driving this kind of car in this town, up and down, that's the pastor's car. That seems more like a reproach." I told him, I said, "I have this kind of car too." That was the car that we brought to Abuja at that time, the first and only car we brought when we came into town. Sent it there. We inconvenienced ourselves. I'm not saying anything to impress nobody. God knows my heart. But until examples are shared, principles are never communicated. That's the truth of the matter. I mean, you can be telling stories and telling theories and telling people this is what, until the examples are clear, the principles have not been communicated. That is about inconveniencing yourself for the convenience of others. Number 11. Love is about attending to the wounds of the wounded. Attending to the wounds of the wounded. That was what the Samaritan did. He stepped down from his beast, according to verse 34 of Luke chapter 10. He poured oil and wine on the wound. He bound the wound and poured oil and wine. We live in a world today where you will come across people who are wounded, wounded. Wounded physically, wounded emotionally, wounded psychologically. Hey. But we live in a generation today of people who wound the wounded. He's wounded, they wound him the more. We live in a generation today of people who reject the rejected. It's good for her that the husband sacked her. It's good for her. It's her fault. You pick up a call. Hello, how are you? So how are you coping without your husband? We see young ladies jubilating that the relationship of their fellow girl broke. They are happy. All manner of useless text messages. I've seen people receive text messages. I'm ahead. So, what happened? Your relationship couldn't work. You know, it's because you are that kind of person that a man couldn't marry you. And for your information, he has found somebody else to marry. Human beings at times behave like they are demons. We live in a world of people who wound the wounded. The person is rejected, they reject him further. Maybe husband threw out or something happened, they reject the person further. That is the loveless world, the reality of the loveless world we live in. The woman, husband rejected her. She went to her father's house. Father and father's wife rejected her. Threw her out with her about 5 children. Husband rejected her. Husband rejected you, the best place to go is your father's house. Father and father's wife pushed her out. I've shared the testimony before. Even she herself has shared the testimony here before. The woman I'm talking about. She was looking for where to go hide. All of a sudden, bam, Jehovah visited her. She made money in millions. The house of her father, from where they drove her from, was a rented house. She later on went and bought it for her father. The stone the builders rejected. The stones the builders rejected became the head. You see, and there is unction for rejection. Be careful who you reject. I am talking from an experimental and experiential point of view. There is an anointing, there is unction for the rejected. David said, when my mother and my father reject me, the Lord will pick me up. The anointing had to look for David in the wilderness. Nobody called him. He was so rejected. And the unction always locates rejection. Take your seat. Somebody said that the church is the only army in the world that shoots his wounded. It's wounded, they are shooting him. He hasn't died yet. Die, die, die. In the middle of war, soldiers protect their wounded, carry their wounded. Beloved, From today forward, every time you hear of somebody grieving, somebody wounded, every time you hear of anybody's emotional pain, don't rejoice about it. Try your best to see how much you can be of help. Try your best to see how much you can pour oil and pour wine and pour healing on the wounds. Are you wounded? That is what love is all about. Don't rejoice at calamity. Otherwise, you never escape calamity. Don't rejoice. Don't let it be an excitement to you that the person's business crashed. The success of his business was not the reason for the failure of your own. What is love all about? Love is about attending to the wounds of the wounded. What is all love all about? Number 12 now. Love is about investing your treasures and resources for the comfort and welfare of others. Investing your treasures and resources for the comfort of others. Investing your treasures and resources for the comfort and welfare of others. It may be spiritual treasure. It may be physical treasure. It may be financial treasure. You know, in Bible days, oil represents treasure. It is either Proverbs 21:20 or 20:21 that said there is treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the wise. So oil represents treasure. As pouring oil means investing your treasure. Just for the comfort and welfare of others. When was the last time you carried not a leftover, but the main substance of your life for the comfort and for the welfare of others? There are those who the only shoe they can give to somebody are shoes that are useless to them. The only dress they can give to somebody is the dress that is no longer useful. The only car they will give to you is a liability car, is moto. Moto that will drive you, you drive it, it drives you. Am I communicating? See, that is the kind of love. I mean, many. Now, I have given. One day I gave out to our ministers here. I don't know how many. There are over 200 or something of them. And I gave them everybody a mantle. And later on, when I see them wearing it, it is as sharp as it is on my body. And I'm wondering, it wasn't useless at all. They were still, in fact, one of the locations I went, the suit I wore to preach in that location, during that sharing, the pastor of that location picked the suit. I didn't know. When he now wore it later, he told me, it was so sharp on him, and he said, this was the suit you wore to our location when you came and ministered, and this is what I picked. It was powerful and heavy oil. Fully relevant. Let me tell you something. Okay, let me not say it. because at times I just, this thing is so good like this, and it just went out easily like this. Let me not say the balance. Let me not tell you, I wish as if I will draw it back. I think it's good to say the truth. Let me not tell you that I wish I withdrew it back. Not because it's costly, but because it is so sharp. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is the practicality. Now, when we talk about the treasures of our life, they are spiritual treasures as well. Time is treasure. Time is treasure. You are investing time as a treasure for the welfare and the comfort of others. You are sitting with somebody's child for 1 hour, 30 minutes, in order to make that child better for their parent. And you are sowing a seed for your own life. You are investing prayer time. You are investing your wisdom, your counsel. It is investing the treasures of our lives for the comfort of and welfare of others. That was number 12. Number 13. Love is about changing the level for others. And by that I mean taking them from where they are to where they need to be. It is about changing the level for others. It is about taking them from where they are to where they need to be. spiritually and otherwise. Why do I say so? The centurion carried the man from that where he met him and took him to an inn. Luke 10:34, the B part of it. He took him to an inn. He took him to an inn. He took him from where he met him. Taking people from where they are now to where they need to be, spiritually and otherwise. It's what love is all about. That is, by the virtue of love, you don't leave people where you met them. But as much as it is within your power, as much as it is within your power, as much as it is within your power. And like I said last Sunday, you won't leave your wife the way you met her. If you have been married to a woman for 5 years, and for the last 5 years, she's the way she was before she met you. That is in terms of emotional content, happiness, excitement, and all those kind of things. There's something is wrong. Something is wrong. The same with your husband. If your husband's life is not changing positively, not in every way because of your input, something is wrong. Love is about changing the level for others. That was number 13. And number 14, love is about commitment to the outcome of people. The outcome. The outcome of their lives matter to you. The outcome of their lives matter to you. The outcome. That is, as far as you know, your heart is minded regarding people turning out well. The man said in verse 35 of Luke chapter 10, he said, tomorrow he departed and he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said to him, take care of him. Whatever you spend more, when I come again, I'll repay. I'm not just interested in what is happening to him now. I'm interested in how he will end. The outcome of his life. That is, you are minded towards how things turn out for people. And you are happy that it turned out according to expectation. One pastor wanted to leave a church and to start another church. And he was going to start the church in the same town where he was. And so on and so forth. So I told him, I said, well, I'm not too sure about that because this situation, he has been pastoring in that church for 12 years and he was going to start just, I told him, I said, look, I want you to think over it and pray about it. Let God lead you. When Paul and Barnabas were leaving each other's ways, they went separate ways. One went here and one went there. I said, you are likely to ruffle that church and you don't destroy what you once built. And you don't build on another man's foundation. I said all that to him. So he took my advice, went and prayed, and God led him to another town where he started church. By the time I came to visit in that town where he had started church, after he had been pastoring for two or three years, what he saw in 2 or 3 years was bigger than what he saw in the other place in 12 years. Because he just followed principles. And I told him, I said, I am happy that I did not deceive you. And I am happy that you are not regretting the counsel. I am happy that the counsel given to you, you adhered and you succeeded. Today, he has churches in America, everywhere. I mean, America, he has a branch. He has here and there. Impact, massive, mega. That is, you are interested in the outcome of people. How they turn out well. That is what love is all about. How many of you know that there are people who are okay with where you are, but they won't be happy if you become bigger than this. Am I communicating at all? They are okay with where you are now, but any attempt to anything that is about to make you bigger than where you are is a challenge to them. No. In love, the outcome of people matter to you. Finally, let me give a counsel and conclusion. Conclusion and counsel. One, love is not about the actions and reactions of people to your kindness. It is about the instructions and admonitions of the Almighty for your destiny and eternity. Say that again. Love is not about the actions and reactions of people to your kindness. That is, we are not loving people because they thanked us in return. We are not loving people because they appreciated us because we love them. We are not loving people because they deserved to be loved. Am I communicating? We are not loving people because they appreciated us as we love them, or they thanked us as we love them. We are not loving people because they deserve to be loved. We are loving people because we have instructions and we have admonitions from the Almighty for our destiny on earth and eternity after this life. Does that make sense to anybody at all? Romans chapter 13 verse 10. He said, love is about, he said, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. That is, it's not a matter of whether the person or people deserve to be loved. It's not a matter of whether they are appreciating the love or thanking you. It has nothing to do with them. It has something to do with what Jehovah has told you that will positively affect your destiny on earth and affect your eternity. Now, let the summary be like this. If you follow people's behavior, you may never love anybody. If you follow people's actions and reactions, that is, you help somebody today, he hurts you tomorrow. You connect him, he disconnects you. You are the one who took him to the business. He pushed you out of it. Things you shared with him in confidence becomes public knowledge. Is that not how the world is right now? Please, let me just discuss with you in confidence. Everybody is aware of the confidence. There are some people, if after discussing with them, you don't need to go to radio station. It's already well broadcast. So this word is important because if the devil will send people to attack your love life, he will send people, he will send agents to make it impossible for you to love anybody, to believe anybody, trust anybody, or anything like that. But it is not about their actions and their reactions. It is about the instructions and admonitions of the Almighty that affect your destiny on earth and your eternity. Very important. And second conclusion, start from where you are. With what you have and what you can do.
Start from where you are with what you have and what you can do. Again, start from where you are with what you have and what you can do. Start from where you are.
What is the meaning of that? I said that last Sunday. You may not be able to buy a car for anybody now, but you may be able to give somebody transport money. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4. He said, he that observes the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. The Living Bible says, if you follow perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. If you wait for perfect conditions, you got a land and you are waiting until you have all the money before you start the building. You don't have to wait like that. Begin to confront the ground, dig the ground first. Lay the blocks first. And then start gradually. Build as you go. Build as you go. And then you'll be shocked that the house is finished and you didn't know how the money came. That's how life... That was somebody's word just now, because what I'm saying now has nothing to do with building of house. If you wait for perfect conditions, you don't get anything done. You wait to have all the money, you won't help nobody. You wait to be established, to be settled, or to be this and to be that, you won't get anything done. If you wait for perfect conditions, you won't get anything done. Beloved brothers and sisters, I welcome you to a profitable walk of love. And I believe your life will never remain the same. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise if you receive something today. The shout of praise if you receive something today. The shout of praise if you receive something today. The shout of praise if you receive something today. The shout of praise if you receive something today. Leperete seka dagalaya baradabalaya dahaya dahashta. Leperete siko balaya. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let us appreciate him. 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 Let us honor him. Let us adore him. Leperete kezakata kalabara da hayalala. Leperete keseke pata kalaya da barayalala hashta. Leparata kaza koda galamana set every order. Set every order. Pere de bayalala hashta. Lepreke dizo marata kazina managayalala hashta. Lift your hands, lift your voice, and let's appreciate him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Let's worship him. El Shaddai, El Ayon, El Gibor, El Elohim. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Iskadalaya hasta. Leperete sika damanayala hasta. Lekeperene sika dobalayala hasta. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we praise 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 you. Father, we glorify you. Leperete sika dagalaya da hashta. Leke parata seko damana galaya taratase. Leperete sika dalaya mana hashta. Leko baratase ke baranashta. Leperete sudi kalamaratis ke mana kalayo. Rotesina mana gala pretina gazola. Leperete sika laya. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the supremacy, the dominion, the sovereignty, the rule. Father, thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Master, we worship you, we honor you, we magnify you, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands. I see the Almighty pouring oil himself on the wounds of the wounded.
on the wounds of the wounded, pouring oil on emotions, oil on minds, oil on bodies, oil on you see. There are people, there are things that injured you, that people did against you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Today is the day to let go. Today is the day to be healed. Today is the day to be totally free. And for all our brethren at Dunamis International Gospel Center, Oka Central, we had the most explosive time in Oka. Oka Church is like a church in the United States of America. It's like this one. I wish that they had a clip to show us. Some of us watched it live. Right smack dab on the road.
Are we in Los Angeles or something, America? Are we not in the United States of America? United States of Anambra.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. We didn't print any handbill. We didn't do any radio advert. We didn't do any television advert. We did nothing. The church has been completed since almost April. And we were meant to be there for a crusade at the Kwame Square and then also dedicate the church. Then the COVID demon came. All right. And the people are still worshiping in the temporary place where rain is still beating them with beautiful building like this, waiting for dedication before they enter. So we say, no, that cannot be. We'll go and open it up and let the service start. So Oka people are there right now watching me. They are connected right now. You know, and then we went. And then without any form of any people jammed everywhere inside and, you know, and we are still going back there to do the main crusade. That woman had been afflicted, leg twisted for 42 years. 42 years. 42 years. The son of the woman, he said the son came out to confirm that affliction happened when the mother carried him in the womb. Leg twisted like that with pain for 42 years. And she said, that's right.
In the Lord I pray. 15 solid years, crooked, twisted, painful leg.
Twisted.
Afflicted, healed right now. Since 1978.
Yes, sir. When that boy was born.
That is 42 years. It was that pregnancy that afflicted that leg.
The governor was absent, but I think he's not in the country or so. He sent his SSG to represent him. So he was standing behind me there at the dedication. And also the deputy governor represented by the special assistant were all there. Powerful time. God is opening something new in your life. God is shifting your life and your destiny to the next level. God is changing a story in your life. God is giving you the reason to be celebrated and the reason to celebrate in this season. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Lift up your two hands now and begin to receive the oil and the wine of healing and restoration. The oil and the wine. Lift your voice right now. The power of God is everywhere and is about to touch you. I receive it. Not just the physical oil now, but oil from above. Oil from above. Oil from above. Oil from above. Oil and wine of healing. Oil and wine of deliverance. Oil and wine of rescue from the agenda of the enemy. Open your mouth and speak to God. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Ancient of Days, Lily of the Valley, Rose of Sharon, Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah Keren Yesha, Jehovah Olamore, Leperite Kezumatala Raganashida, Lepepere Sina Manashta, Leperete Skida. Father, I apply for the oil, I apply for the wine upon my head, upon my life, upon my mind today. Let deliverance happen to me. Rescue from the agenda of darkness in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Before we go beyond the air, everyone in need of surrender to Jesus, what you need is to make Jesus Lord over your life, is to have your sins forgiven, is to make today a new day for you. You'll pick up your Bibles, pick up your bags, and quickly rush to the frontier. And let us pray for you. You pick up your Bibles, you pick up your bags, and you pick up everything you have come to church with. You want to say, Pastor, I need to be genuinely saved. I need to be genuinely born again. I need Jesus as Lord of my life. I need today to mark a new day in my life. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly step to the frontier and let us pray for you. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, step to the frontier and let us pray for you. I give you the count of seven. You are battling with a lifestyle, battling with an addiction, battling with something you are not happy with. Quickly pick your bags and Bibles and rush to the frontier and we shall pray for you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Meshto barate kazadaya. Quickly come forward. Yes. One. Jesus, say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life today. Make me a new person.
Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The hold of sin is broken. Grace to live for God is released on you. Help from above is released upon you. And I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Would you lift up your two hands, people, and speak to God and ask Him, what area of life do you need Him to pour you oil and to pour you the wine of healing? Open your mouth and tell Him now, that area, that particular area, you want Him to pour you the oil and the wine.
Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh, Lord, I need your hands.
Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Your hand, lay your hands upon me, love. Lay your hands on me.
Oh Lord, I need
your hand.
Lay your hands,
lay your hands, lay your hands. Lay your hands, lay your hands, lay your hands. Oh Lord, I need your hands.
Mashado Balaga.
Lift up your two hands. Healings of the mind, emotional healings, healings of rejection, healings of betrayals, healings of disappointments, arthritic healings, hypertensive healings, diabetic healings, and deliverances from all sorts of enemy agenda. Lift up your hands. Father, let your power touch your children here. Let your hand touch them. Let your healing power happen to them. Let your deliverance power happen to them. Yes, help that man there. Mahashada bayayaya. At the count of seven, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. Father, let your power. Father, let your anointing. Father, let your health. Father, let it be released. Mahashada. Leperedia. Takana manashta. Leperete. Skina managalaya. At the count of seven, you place the hand on your head and scream, I receive. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive. Mahashaya. Receive. 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 Take my life.
Jesus. I decree today that emotional pain, emotional hurt, that healing is released. In Jesus, that emotional healing is released. In Jesus' name.